Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to fix me, Lord.
Pastor Kenneth Morgan coming live from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station and, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. It is a blessing to be right back here to lift up the name that is above every name, that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Again, it's a blessing, and I want to thank God for all you that have been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. All right, let's get this show on the start here. So many things to talk about today, and now let's just go to some commercials. We'll be right back.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Come,
let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
Yes, Emmanuel, we worship you. Well, we do worship him, and we talk about the one that is worthy to be worshipped. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing again to be right back here. Well, I want to go into this inspirational message. Normally, I do the inspirational message a little later, but I want to talk about some things. I want to take my time. A few things I want to talk about, and one of the things I want to focus on is sometimes people have been led by wrong information. Let me say it again. Sometimes people are led by wrong information. Now, you say, what do you mean? Which I agree. Somebody said, yeah, I agree that some people are led by wrong information. Now, when I talk about being led by wrong information, I'm talking about coming from your family. Somebody said, what do you mean coming from a family? Well, there are some things that you've been taught when you was young by your mother or your father. Some of it was wrong information given to you. Let me just give you a I never forget this lady was going through this specific thing. And I won't call what the thing that she went through. I could, but I don't want to. But let's just say she was told wrong information from her mother. No doubt that her mother went through the same stuff she went through. So that's why her mother told her. And she said to her, that when you grow up, make sure you be strong and not to show no weakness. I want you to be strong, which is true. You know, you want somebody to be strong. But I don't want you to show no weakness. Well, that I can't go with. You say, why? Well, it's because the Bible said the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but him that endure up to the end. In other words, you're going to have some people that's going to run out. It's going, you know, some people are not going to be as strong as others. But we try to encourage the ones that are not strong to do what Ephesians 6 and 10 says, "Follow my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And the mother just told her that, not because she wanted her to grow up to be strong, but it was because of what was going on in the household. Now, you got to be strong, you know. Don't show no weakness. If he kick you down a step, be strong and don't show no weakness. Another wrong information was told to the young lady was, if you're going through anything and that thing that you're going through is so hard, wait until everybody is asleep just to cry. Don't cry in front of nobody. Wait till everybody's asleep. Because the mother said, if I see you crying, you know, she would hear her mother say, just go ahead and suck it up. Yeah. Wait till everybody's asleep, you know. Don't cry in front of everybody. Don't let nobody see that you're going through nothing. You know, don't even cry from, you know, just suck it up until you're not around somebody, and then you start crying. Suck it up, because you ain't the only one, or you ain't the only woman that has gone through this in your life. Now, she told her daughter to suck it up because she ain't the only one that has gone through this specific thing that you've been going through. Just suck it up. Well, let me just say this. I'm going to talk about this. Your past can be the hindrance of your future. Let me say that one more time. I hope somebody is listening to me. Your past can be the hindrance of your future. You got to learn from what you've gone through in life. Because if you don't learn from what you go through. Now, when you say learn from what you go through, meaning find out how you got there. If it was because, now I'm not talking about the situation that caused the problem, but I'm talking about if people feeding you wrong information. Sometimes you can't learn from something that you've never been taught. You get to learn from it. You know, people teach you the wrong stuff, and then you start operating the same way they're trying to tell you. Just suck it up. Don't cry in front of nobody. You know, you ain't the only woman that went through this stuff. I've been through it, and I suck it up. Yeah, you suck it up, but you ain't never learned nothing when you was sucking it up. Boy. Your past can be the hindrance of your future. See, a lot of ladies can't go on. A lot of men can't go on. It's because the secrets of their past have now become the hindrance of their future. This person that has gone through these things, a person that is trying to hide what they're going through. Well, I believe this. In order for you to get help, you can never receive help if you're hiding from what you're going through. You know, a drug addict, a person that's on drugs can't be free from drugs until he recognizes that he needs help. Because what you're doing, you're going through the motions of it, and you don't want nobody to see you, because now the thing that you done hid for years has become your hindrance of your future. Being fed the wrong information. Deal with it. You ain't the only one that is going through. I think that's wrong encouragement to tell anybody. I want to encourage you that you don't get to suck it up. Give the problem to God and let God fix it. Hey, go to scripture. I quote this a lot of time on the radio. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that are laboring and are of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, when you're sucking it up, you get tired of sucking it up. You get tired of going through that same stuff over and over again every night, the same routine, and it's not doing you no good. And all it's doing is being a hindrance of your future. You can't go on because the thing that you've been sucking up, you've been hiding it, sweeping it under the carpet for years. Order to be healed from something that you've been hiding, you got to deal with it. When you deal with it and say to God, I can't take this thing no longer. I need your help. In Psalms 46:1, God says, God is place of safety. God is our refuge. He ain't just a place where you can run to and be safe. But he is a place where you can be secured in. One thing I can say, he won't take your business and tell it to nobody else. He won't give you wrong information. He'll give you a place of security. In him is a place of security. But while you're in that place of security in him, secured in God, God also says, I'm going to give you strength in that place of refuge, a place where you can receive help at. Because now you need strength, because the thing that they told you to suck up all your life and to be strong and don't let nobody see, you know, hide pain, hide your weakness, don't show nothing. Nobody can help you because they done told you to suck it up. Hide your weakness. Hide what you're going through. Don't tell nobody. What's in the house stays in the house. Well, sometimes what's in your house that is staying in the house is causing a whole lot of grief and a whole lot of pain and a whole lot of stuff that is causing that person to be hindered of their future. No peace in their mind. How can you have peace when you're hiding all the stuff you're going through? They don't want nobody to know what's going on in the house. You got to hide your tears because you don't want nobody to see that what you're going through. Just suck it up, because you ain't the only one that been through what you been going through. Now, y'all might not be the only one that has been going through, but I don't have to suck it up. Amen. I can give my problems to God and let him fix it. Psalm 91 say, call upon me and I will answer. One thing I love about God, even in your darkest and difficult place that you're in, you can always talk to God. When you don't have nobody else to talk to, nobody to turn to, he says, call on me. And he said, if you call on me, I will answer you and I will deliver you. I will set you free from the thing that you've been sucking up, the thing that you've been crying, but you don't want nobody to see that you've been crying over, because somebody told you, you ain't the only one that been through this thing. Call upon me, God says to us. Call on me. Now, I know it's difficult when you're going through hard times, a place of uncertainty, don't know what to do, who to turn to, and where to find help. You can always find help in our God. One thing I love about God, I say this from experience, he will never fail you. God never fails. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but he'll never fail you. His word will never fail. God says, if I ever tell you something, I will deliver on what I say. So you can count on God to come to your rescue. I like that scripture in Isaiah that says, the Lord, having lost his power for strength, he can still hear and answer prayer. So the Bible says, let me read Isaiah 59:1. Surely the arms of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ears too dull to hear. God says, my hands are not short that I can't save you out of that. I can rescue you out of that place that you're in, but you don't want nobody to see what's going on in your house. Surely the arms of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is his ears too dull that he can hear. God said, I'm not having no hearing problem. I hear you calling. I hear you're crying out to me, and I'm going to come to your rescue. I will deliver you. What I'm saying to you, my dear friend, hold on, because help is on the way. And the heart and the help that I'm talking about is the one that can fix anything. The help that I'm talking about, that is nothing too impossible for him to do. Well, I don't know if he can do it. He can do it. Ain't no no. Ain't I think he? I know he can do it. You listening to a preacher that know he can do it for you. God can do it for you. Just trust him. Put your trust in him. Indeed, the Lord's hands is not too weak to save, and his ears is not too deaf that he can't hear. God hears you. I know it don't sound like when you pray, it don't seem like nothing happening, but God hears you. He hears you, and he's coming to your rescue. But you get to give the problem to him. You get to put that thing that you've been hiding, that thing that you don't want nobody else to see, you need him to come to your rescue. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, the Bible tells us, "For I am the Lord, the God of all people of the world." Is there anything difficult for me? God said, "Ain't nothing difficult for me. I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to come to your rescue. I'm going to fix it. But I need you to do what 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. I need you to do this, to have confidence in God. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God said, I want you to have confidence that I'm going to hear you. And if you ask anything that is according to my will, well, it is God's will to rescue you. It's God's will to fix your problem. It's God's will for you not to carry that burden no longer. He don't want your past to be the hindrance of your future. He wants you to learn from what you're going through so you can help somebody out and help somebody the right way. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, you can't, I think he hear me. No, you got to know he hear you. Even when you can't hear him, know that he's going to do it. Know that he's going to speak to you. Know that he's going to show you what to do. And if the, and he said, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. We have the petition that we have asked of him. God is coming to your rescue. Let's pray. Father, there's somebody that's listening to me by the way of internet radio that feels like they've been abandoned. They've been going on wrong information from people in their family and people that they know that's telling them wrong information. But God, you are the God of all flesh. You say, is there anything difficult for me? God, we know that there is nothing difficult for you. God, let that person know that is dealing with this time of uncertainty, hiding what's in the house. Can't cry because they was told wait till everybody go to sleep to cry. Don't let nobody see you. Just suck it up. Because you ain't the only woman, the only man that been through this thing in your life. God, let them know, according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope in the future. Let them know, God, that you're going to give them hope and a future. I just pray that you touch and minister to them, God, and let them know that you love them and that you care for them. And let them know, Lord, that you come into their rescue. Oh, yes, you are. Father, in Psalms 26 and 4, you told us to trust in the Lord forever, to trust in you. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God, give them everlasting strength. I know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Minister to that person, God, and I pray that you remove the fear from them. According to Jeremiah 41 and 10, you say, so do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Them know, God, they don't have to be afraid, that you are with them. Don't let them be discouraged to feel like they ain't going to never come out of it. Today is their day to bring change. I pray, Father, to touch and minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. This is an inspirational message to encourage you. If you want to talk to me live, you can call me at 319-527-6239. That's 319-527-6239. Again, the telephone number is 319-527-6239 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I want to let you know that God is getting ready to bring change to your circumstances.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came, oh, to my life, he set my soul free. And gentlemen, Mr. Joe Lagarde.
Since Jesus came into my life, he gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came, since he came in,
since he came in,
since he came in,
yes,
into my
did.
Life.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since Jesus came in,
I know he did to my life.
I've been changed.
So I know what you're singing about.
Love.
To the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised?
Be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Hallelujah. It's so hard to look up when you're down.
right now.
People say,
oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, 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 oh, oh,
and while you're waiting,
feeling so much better when you're,
yeah,
oh,
and while you're praying,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
always remember,
feeling so much better when you're.
High blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Thank you.
Whatever you do, make sure you hang in there. Because you know why you hang in there? Because help is on the way. Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes towards the hills, from whence cometh my help, for my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. God will come to your rescue. Whatever you do, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Hang on in there. I've been hanging for a long time. I'm tired. Come unto me, all ye that labor and of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said he'll give you rest. The struggle, and I speak this to your life, the struggle is over. The turmoil, those things that you hard and you can't carry no longer. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says to you, I will come to your rescue. But you got to give the problem to God. Don't look to the bigness of your needs, but look to the bigness of your God. As long as your victory is in keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take us step by step, and not at once. Each step will be a miracle. Every step take you through is going to be a miracle. You're going to know without one shred of a doubt that it was only God that brought you out. See, that's what God wants us to know. That I am God, and besides me, there is no other. I can bring you out of anything. Ain't nothing difficult for me to handle or fix. That telephone number right here at the radio station is 319-527-6239. If you want to call in anytime, anytime you want to call that number. We'll have a conversation for a little bit. But make sure it's on the topic in which we're talking about. And of course, if you get a testimony, we're always glad to hear your testimony. The Bible says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It's good to tell people what God has done for you. You know, when you've been going through things and you knew it was only God that brought you out. Yes, that song said, if it had not been for the Lord, which was on my side, where would I be? Well, I know where I would be. Thank God for Jesus. He always gives us the victory. I often believe that the end result of every child of the living God is God has given us the victory. That's the end result. I don't care what we go through. God going to bring us out, and he's going to bring us out in victory. Yes, he is. He's going to bring us out in victory. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You might not feel like you got the victory. It might not look like you got the victory. But if God says it, grab hold to it and don't let it go.
You're bigger than the problems I know the devil. I know he's an opposer, so he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
Yes, God is bigger, bigger than anything that you're going through. In other words, when you look at your problem as being a big thing, like it's an impossible thing, that's what makes it, make you look at it as being big. Well, what I'm going through is too big. It might be too big for you. God is bigger than anything that you ever go through. That means he can take care of it. And he tells us to keep our eyes on what he can do. And as long as we keep our eyes on what he said that he can do, and what he can do is anything without failing. These are encouraging words, encouraging music to give you that extra boost. Let you know that somebody is care about you. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we care about you. Somebody said, well, you don't even know me. Well, I don't have to know you. Jesus was a man of love. That's people talking about, Christianity, it ain't nothing but the white man religion. Let me tell you something. Out of all religion, because I don't believe in religion, because you can be religious and still be lost. But out of all the faith in the world, and you do study, you always hear Jesus always talk about love. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. You never hear God speaks about hating somebody. You never hear God, Jesus, ever saying that he's going to get even with you. God love. God of compassion. He cares about us. And guess what? He loves us without a cause, because some of the stuff we do, he still loves us. He hates what we do, but he loves us. And as you go through this day, this week, and you facing anything that you don't want nobody to know, and sweep it under the carpet, trying to deal with it the best way you know how, remember that Jesus loves you and he want to fix this thing for you. All you got to do is take your hands off of it and let God do it. Let God fix it. Because when he fix it well. Guarantee. God always, when he fix something, he fix it well. Remember those words. I want you to remember that. If you don't remember nothing else I say, remember, God will fix it.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart.
My heart. See, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
I'm living my life in this place. Well, you want to be in the right place. When you're going through what you're going through and seem like nothing ain't happening, you know, God will put you in the right place in Him. A place that you know that you ain't never been in your life before. Giving you that peace in your mind. Giving you a satisfaction that everything is going to be all right, giving you the victory and knowing that He is going to bring you out. Well, we thank God for this day. We thank God again for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I want to invite you to listen to me on our other radio station, which is Old School 102.9. You can hear us every first and third Sunday. That's at 1:30. And of course, fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. You can hear our radio show around the world by going to cborangebird.com. That's cborangebird.com. Click on Old School 102.9. Listen live. And of course, that's on the first Sunday at 1:30. I'll be there ready to minister the word of God. And we do a lot of things on there. We have sometimes guests, but most of the times I try to give inspirational messages and open up the prayer line so those that desire me to pray for them, that you can always call in to the radio station. Again, that's on Old School 102.9. Go to cborangebird.com, cborangebird.com. Click on Old School 102.9. Also, if you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, I want to invite you to our church, which is Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street every Sunday morning at 10:45. We start our intercessor prayer from 10:45 until 11:30. And of course, at 11:30 is when we minister the Word of God. And that's at 1111 Russell Street, downtown Orangeburg, South Carolina. Of course, our church is open. Everyone is required to wear a mask when they come in. And of course, to abide by social distance according to downtown ordinance. So we want to make sure we obeying the laws of the land. All right. So you can always also, if you need to talk to yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, we got a couple numbers, but you can call at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. And we'd be glad to talk to you and to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. Is there anything? Nothing. It ain't nothing that God can't do. There ain't nothing that God can't fix. I want to encourage you that the best is yet to come. Hold on and don't let go. Because you know what? God going to come through for you. And he ain't going to abandon you. He ain't going to forsake you. He's going to be there. And he's going to bring you out.
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Yes, Jesus will. Well, my time is up here. I want to thank God again for everyone who's been tuning in. May God bless you. And I want to go out on this song, There Is No Way I Can Live Without Him. May God bless you. I will see you on tomorrow. May God bless. Have a great day.
Tim, you all know this. Can I tell y'all the reason?